Jones on WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Record-breaking numbers of travelers preparing to hit the road and take to the skies this Memorial Day weekend. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home. FAA Chairman Michael Whitaker.
We're watching the weather very closely. It's thunderstorm season. We've got storms from Tennessee all the way up, or from Texas all the way up to Maine. So we're going to be working with the airlines to get them through those storms safely.
Storms leaving five people dead in Iowa after tornadoes touched down. They are still cleaning up there. Nearly three dozen people were hurt. In northern Mexico, nine people were killed and more than 60 hurt when a stage collapsed in strong winds. That happened at a political rally. The Justice Department is expected to file a new lawsuit today against Ticketmaster and Live Nation for the alleged monopoly the DOJ says the company has on live music events. China holding military drills around Taiwan, punishment China says for independent forces on the island. This is ABC News. More questions about a flag being flown at the home owned by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. After a picture showed an American flag flying upside down at one of his homes, another published in the New York Times shows a pine tree flag at Alito's other home, at Beechome in New Jersey.
It's unclear who allegedly placed the flag and what kind of statement was being made. The flag, which dates back to the Revolutionary War, has also been associated with Christian nationalism. Supreme Court justices are supposed to avoid the appearance of political bias. And Democrats argue Alito has a conflict of interest and should recuse himself from two January 6 cases now before the high court, including one which will resolve whether President Trump has immunity from prosecution.
ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Toronto is going to join the WNBA club, the city becoming the first outside the U.S. to get a women's team. They will start playing in the 2026 season. It'll be the 14th team in the league, and the commissioner wants to get 16 teams in the next 3 or 4 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Four minutes after 7 o'clock on a nice, fresh morning in southwest Wisconsin, it is 50 degrees.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. choice. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant five-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, Jay's Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic. High in the upper 70s today with sunshine and very nice conditions. Clouding over with a slight chance of showers toward morning overnight tonight. A low of 54. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few thunderstorms could be strong. A high of 74. Friday night, any showers or thunderstorms ending early in the evening, then a low of 47. Saturday sounds nice. Partly cloudy and seasonal. A high of 73. Occasional showers coming up on Sunday and 65. And areas of light rain Monday and 65. I was thinking of putting my two-man pup tent outside the house to camp out this weekend, but I'll have to use the rain flap, it sounds like. Right now in Richland Center, on the Wirtz floor at home temperature gauge, it is 50 degrees. Thank you for joining us today on the radio.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
A 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo.
I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads.
I ride a quarter horse,
my tractor's right here.
I drink whiskey,
and I drink beer.
Spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes.
Some old Hank
from
from the big sky to the riverbank. Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys. Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs & Creations.
Young Love and Saturday Nights. Chris Young on WRCO Studios. It is 51 degrees right now in RC, and should be great weather for today's many events going on. High school baseball regionals getting underway, regional championships in girls softball, and track and field, those that qualified earlier this week, heading to the sectionals at various spots today. So good luck to all the athletes getting ready and all of the support group, the parents and grandparents and everybody supporting them today. It'll be nice not to be freezing today, right? Maybe not having to take your umbrella. Although everybody that went to an event yesterday didn't expect to take their umbrella, and all of a sudden they needed it. Henry, get her out of here. He's had this carpet clean.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. She marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
Congrats to caller 5 today. That's Deb Pardoon, who is now qualified for the May Beef giveaway from WRCO. The grand prize coming up, we'll be giving that out on May 28th. Thanks to our sponsors, Richland Locker and Walsh's Ace Hardware. They encourage you to support the area beef producers of Southwest Wisconsin. A chance to win and qualify coming up a little later on again when you hear our beef cow sizzle coming by the microphone and interrupting our programming. Speaking of which, Henry Bray is coming up.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Unmanaged mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, and PTSD can contribute to health problems such as high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, and drug addiction. While maintaining mental health can be daunting, there is hope and help available. If you are struggling, remember that you are not alone. Reach out to your support network or primary care provider or call 1-800-662-HELP to be connected to informational and treatment referral services. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Morning, Philip.
Frivolous information. Yeah. I highly resemble that.
Yeah, statement. You know what? We have to talk to that Adam guy.
That was nice.
I mean, we don't have to do anything now.
No, exactly.
Anyway, so yeah, we really have to talk. And we have to talk about something else.
Uh-oh, now what?
Sizzle.
Sizzle the cow?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
He is in my office.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he eating your salad?
No, he's already done that.
Oh, okay.
But he's into everything.
Oh, that's too bad.
I cannot wait till that drawing to get him out of here.
Next Tuesday, baby.
I'll tell you what.
So did you get caught in the weather last night?
I did. Well, we were up at Highland, you know, the highest peak around. And anytime, you know, it's always windy up there.
Mm-hmm.
There in Seneca.
Especially when you're there.
Yep, big time. Our Lynn Mitchick. The athletic director up there, but done a nice job. But anyway, Potosi Cassville is up there, and we're sitting there getting dressed, and all of a sudden, just rain. I mean, sideways. And then here comes the hail.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, You've got to be kidding me. So, I mean, we were right on time. But believe this or not, I was home by 7:15.
Oh, you beat me.
So, I mean, we didn't get started like 5:30. It was a great ball game. 2-0 Highland over Potosi Cassville. Great girls, great athletes. I mean, no problems. I mean, just great ball game. So,
yeah, mine was a little different because we got started in River Valley and we were going along, and all of a sudden, Bo picked up during a break and he said, we've got hail and rain going on here. I said, what? Because it was perfectly sunny and spring
right,
green.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I kind of looked behind me and I saw it was kind of dark off this mm-hmm. direction. Well, still should be fine. All of a sudden, nope, we weren't fine. So we had about a half hour delay last night, too. Yeah,
so, and then Mike, he is the head of maintenance in Highland. Shout out to him. He's the old football coach.
Oh, yeah.
What that guy knows everything about that field, so... He goes, well, I need 10 minutes, let it soak in, we'll drag it. And it was done in like 3 minutes. That's good. That's pretty good, Mike. Yeah, that's pretty good.
He'd been around the block a few times.
I tell you what, they know what they're doing up there. So, and tonight, I believe, Highland goes to Barneville.
Okay.
So good luck to both teams.
Yeah.
Ithaca plays Seneca at home. Good luck to those.
Yep, we saw those two teams play just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so. And then River Valley with Lancaster.
Yep, they split during the regular season. Should be some good games.
Yeah. And basketball's going to Cuba City.
Yep.
Or, yeah, I believe basketball will be traveling to Cuba City. And
baseball opens up
for some. I'm actually in Prairie du Chien tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
So. Okay. And then good luck to the track athletes.
Yeah, oh, my they're goodness.
Going to sectionals.
Yeah.
And they won the How to Act. They finally have a night tonight.
It's no rain.
It's not
or
80-mile-an-hour winds.
Exactly.
It's not 30 degrees.
And they're not wearing coveralls to run.
Right, exactly.
Poor kids.
So you have a new strike call. Would you like to demonstrate on the radio?
You know, I just stick out my hand like this.
To the right?
Yeah, to the right.
Okay.
And now I'm just going to stay in the middle.
Like that, like a fist. That's going to get really hard after 9 innings. You're going to be kind of tired, aren't you?
Yeah, but you know, it's just all muscle work.
Flexing muscle. Well, at least it'll be definite. As I told you, I have to get used to every umpire when I'm doing play-by-play, and everyone is different. I'm usually, by the end of the top half of the first, but some of them are more definitive, and some of them are delayed.
Yes.
And that'll kind of mess me up. So it'll be like, there's the pitch, and there's... That's ball one, and then all of a sudden you see slowly the hand, strike. Right. Okay, well, that was a strike.
There's a lot of times that when I see the pitch, I want to make sure the catcher catches it,
right?
And it's not it. And then I'm gonna voice it as a strike,
right?
And then show my.
See, that doesn't help. The old radio announcer who has headphones on, you can't hear it, so you got to see it. But sometimes those catchers will try to kind of move that glove over just a little bit.
And they're getting better and better. They're framing. I mean, because now there's new frame techniques where you don't even turn the glove. You just move it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a barely, and it's like, boy, that was a good one. And I've told catchers, that's nice framework, but you ain't getting it from me.
How many catchers are using the new earpiece this year? Have you?
Very, very few.
I've seen just a few.
Yeah, just a few. I think right now, I think a lot of coaches are looking for Bluetooth because the piece keeps falling out of their ear from the radio.
Oh, okay.
So there's been many times where he goes, hey, can you stuff this in the back of my catcher equipment? And so I stuffed the earpiece and stuff down in the back. So
so the coach can communicate.
Well, so he's falling out.
Do you ever overhear it? It's like saying to the catcher, hey, what's that blind umpire looking at? Do you ever hear anything like that?
No, I usually hear. Usually he'll tell me first before he tells the catcher. but I have noticed that, hey, where's the call at? And then the catcher will move his glove in or out, letting him know where it's at.
I see.
And then if he can argue with me or not. So
okay.
But he's going to believe a 15-year-old kid over an umpire. So.
Well, you never know.
Well, calm down, people. Calm down. Gee, Merry Christmas. Sizzle, get out. Now Sizzle's in Joanne's office.
Yeah, probably. Eating her lunch, too.
Well, I'm tired of the plastic on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, today is Guinness Book World Records Day, Philip.
Are there some new world beaters?
Well, I have one for you.
You do?
Something that you could actually work on if you wanted to.
Whew.
A Maryland woman blasts a world record breaking 107 decibel burp. A Maryland woman's unusual talent earned her a GWR record when she let out a belch that measured 107 decibels. Kimberly Kimcola, Winter, Kimcola, they just call it, you know, is her nickname, said that she was encouraged to seek the world record for the loudest burp by a female by viewers from her YouTube and TikTok channels. So required the belts to be measured soundproofed room. So she attempted the world record live during iHeart Elliott in the morning show and broke the world record that stood for about 14 years.
Hmm.
So her 100 several decibels is about as loud as a motorcycle at full throttle. Could you imagine?
Like a rock concert.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we have four bottles of ski over there, you know.
Do you want to try it?
No, I don't think so. Not today, anyway, but maybe someday, you know.
Maybe someday.
That might be the record.
Well, she says that she...
That I could do.
That she was she's been experimenting with different kinds of foods to give her more burps during the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she said she ended up having coffee and beer with her breakfast that day with her kids.
Coffee and beer. Like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Most piercings in a 24-hour period by a single person.
I'll let you do that one.
No, you can go ahead. Okay, then you get the tattoos.
Oh.
Sure. 24 hours by a single person is likely Guinness World Records. Charlie Wilson achieved a unique record in 2008 by obtaining a staggering 800 piercings in 24 hours. And again, Phil.
Why? Well, we're talking about them.
Longest time, this is Joanne, or Bo, longest time balanced on 1 foot in high heels.
Oh.
So the longest duration of balance on 1 foot was recorded by Guinness Book of World Records. Arul Bax set the world record in 2011 by balancing 1 foot in high heels for an impressive 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 5 seconds.
In high heels. That's,
and again, why?
I can't do it with my own flat foot, you know?
Yeah, I could barely balance it with my new knees and stuff. I mean, right. No way.
No.
No way.
They used to have that in the tumbling unit in Fayed. There were all yes. these things that you could do. And about the only thing I could do was the one-legged crow stand, you know, standing
right,
there
yeah.
with your leg curled up or whatever. Not crow, whatever. I think it was. Or what it would be, a pelican? Pelican stand? I don't know.
Some flamingo?
Sort of flamingo stand? Some sort of bird.
You probably look like a flamboyance.
Yeah, something like that.
That would be neat to have on video.
But I think you had to do it for like 20 seconds, and that was a struggle for me because I'm sitting there going, oh.
So with my new knees, one of the toughest drills that we had to do for my therapy, you had a balance beam. I think it was 4 inches wide.
Okay.
And it was soft, Phil. You know, you're thinking of balance.
How far off the ground was it?
Like 4 inches. That's okay. All. But it was soft, and you had to walk on it. But what happens is that when you walked on it, it bent down, and you had to keep your balance.
Oh.
So it's very deceiving because I'm going, I can do that. Yeah, I didn't get that done until like week two.
Right.
So because you actually, it sinks in and it makes your knees keep your balance. And that's all it is. It's building your leg strength and your balance again because you actually lose some balance when you get new knees.
Wow. You're sure that wasn't your sobriety test?
Most tattoos in 24 hours by a single person.
Oh, wow.
Details on the record for the most tattoos in 24 hours by a single person can be found in the World Book Record or the Guinness World Records Book or other official world keeping resources. Hollis Cantrell earned a spot in the record books in 2008 by giving tattoos to over 801 people in 24 hours.
Oh, so he was the tattoo. Yeah. It wasn't all on one person.
You can do that, couldn't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Henry, give me you're going to take an H here. Next, J. Joanne, you're getting a J.
I can't draw with a ballpoint pen.
I can barely draw stick people.
No, I can't either. Oh, well.
So anyway,
what do you do?
One more. Longest time spent playing video games continuously.
Oh, I'm guessing there's a lot of people that could do that.
It's 138 hours and 34 minutes.
Wow.
And again, if that's all you got better to do, then I'm gonna throw it out the window. Who broke this record? Set by video playing continuous, astonishing, 108 hours and 34 minutes. Apparently, I didn't get the name, but doesn't really matter.
Wow.
He's probably sleeping.
I have not played much since I captured, I got the princess back from Donkey Kong.
On Atari?
That's about the last game. No, it was in the arcade.
I
never had the ones on the TV.
You know, the arcade that I love, my favorite game is pinball. Absolutely love pinball.
They still have some good pinball tables around there. Mm-hmm. Some that I'd really like, you know. There's a Munsters one that's awesome, and it's a new one. It's one that they recently
had.
They had.
I remember playing one with Bugs Bunny.
Oh yeah, Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny and Wide Oak Coyote in there. So
now that's a game. Yeah. That and Miss Pac-Man.
You know, Miss Pac-Man.
They got a little bit too advanced and violent for me later, but some of those fun ones. Dig Dug and Frogger.
Dig Dug and Frogger.
And Burglar, the hamburger guy when he's making the sandwiches. Yep. And
Frogger, love Frogger.
Yep, I do too. Love the episode of Seinfeld where George has to get that. You ever see that one where he buys the Frogger machine and he wants to keep the top score and then they try to keep it plugged in so it keeps the top score?
Oh, my goodness. Again, an episode about nothing. Hey, what we do here.
Yeah, what we do here.
So we need to talk about Adam, about our intro. And I mean, he doesn't do us any justice.
Frivolous?
Yeah.
Come on.
And get out. I got to go, Phil. Everybody be kind. Sizzle's all over the place.
That's all right. Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
This day in history, bank robbers Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker were shot to death in a police ambush in Louisiana. This date also in history. It was 1990 when the film Pretty Woman opened as well. And the celebrity birthdays today include actress Joan Collins, who turns 91, and also country music's Junie Rodman, who is 73. Baseball manager Buck Showalter is 68. And Drew Carey turns 69. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored today by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Alexander Clone from Mom and Dad, and here's to a good birthday, Alexander. Wishes from Richland Center Primary School to William Levy. Have a happy birthday there, William. to Al Marshall from Richland Center United Methodist Church, to Kelly Gay Meese. Lots of love from Mom, Eric, Chris, and Shannon, Chucky and Timmy, and Mariah, and the five nieces and nephews. Kelly Meese, all the best today. Happy birthday from Sacred Heart Parish as well. To Louis Eitzert from Blue River United Methodist Church. Have a great day today. Tammy Meixelsberger from Megan Page, also Caden, McKenna, and Kinsley. And happy birthday, Tammy, from Kyle and Tracy. And to daughter Tammy Meixelsberger from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday to favorite sister Kelly Meese from Tim, Mariah, and the boys. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today. As these names on the list, happy birthday Colton Biba, to Mary J. Broadbent and Eli Campbell, to Ella Cheer, and also to Jesse Ewing and Lindsay Frazier, Dustin Harris, Zola Hinkle, Steve Keenitz, and Melinda Krecha, also to Cody Mass and Kelly Meese and Betsy Irish. Happy birthday to James Wongtondonk today. Happy 74 from your friends from all around the area, from Richland Center to Little Willow and all points in between. And thanks for all you do for Grace, Jim, and seeing those guitars around town warms my heart. Thank you so much. Happy birthday number 74 to Mr. Wongtondonk today. Happy birthday wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to James Wongtondonk and also to Cora Dolman. Happy birthday as well to Carter Goodsman, to William Levy, Adam Tukendorf, to Brian Funk, Alex Clone, and Kylie Shelby. And happy anniversary today on the 23rd of May to Michelle Woodman. This is from Tim. Congratulations to the Woodmans today. Maybe Tim can fix Michelle's garage door today or something. I don't know. Anyway, they probably have special plans, and hopefully you do too. What a beautiful day it's going to be. We're at 53 degrees.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Thanks, Andy. And again, make sure you know that day is today. They're having the sale day today at Equity Livestock in the Richland Center area. We're about 5 minutes away from Joanne to step in here with the news. We'll have that for you.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores, and we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice so we can live free with our loved ones.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Thank you so much for joining us today on WRCO Radio as we move on with news next. And also we'll have our sports update next hour. Lots of stuff to check, including some regional golf that went on yesterday, and softball and baseball and track today. And the Brewers were the quickest game in a long time. Might be the quickest on in their records
1 hour and 54 minutes last night for a 9-inning game. That is unheard of. We'll have more coming up during our 810 Sports Report.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant 5-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Sunny to partly cloudy and very nice today with a high of 78. Tonight, clouding over with a slight chance of showers toward morning and a low of 54. Currently, it seems like the fog has burned off and it is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Please note that in the town of Bloom today, from Johnson Hill Road is closed from County Highway D to Sabronic Lane. It will reopen around 2 this afternoon. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, submitted a request to the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee requesting the release of $20 million in funding aimed at supporting local communities after recent University of Wisconsin System Branch campus closures. The Branch Redevelopment Grant Program, which was established when Governor Evers approved 2023 Wisconsin Act 250 with partial vetoes to improve flexibility for local communities applying to receive the funds, will be used to help communities transition closed campus sites for new purposes. Releasing the funding under the Evers administration's request will enable communities to begin implementing the program, accepting applications, and making awards without involving burdensome restrictions. Governor Evers' line item vetoes to Act 250 removed several Wisconsin state legislature-imposed restrictions on communities seeking to receive funding under this program, including eliminating provisions that would have forced local communities to make a 20% match to receive state funding under the program, prohibited communities from using funding to redevelop facilities that are or will be used for academic purposes, prevented certain communities from receiving grants under the program before others, and required additional legislative approval steps that could have delayed the timely release of funding to impacted communities. To date, the UW system has announced closure of UW-Platteville Richland, UW-Oshkosh Fond du Lac, UW-Green Bay Marinette, and UW-Milwaukee campuses at Waukesha and Washington County due to decreased enrollment and limited funding. UW-Milwaukee's chancellor issues an apology over a deal struck with campus protesters. after receiving criticism from Milwaukee's Jewish Community and University's of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman over an agreement reached to end a two-week-long pro-Palestinian protest. Chancellor Mark Monet released a statement in which he says, quote, "It is clear to me that UWM should not have weighed in on deeply complex geopolitical and historical issues, and for that, I apologize." Rothman responded to the statement on social media by saying he appreciated that Monet reassessed his approach regarding the protests. The National Weather Service is confirming a pair of tornadoes from Tuesday night storms. The two tornadoes touched down in the central Wisconsin communities of Edgar and Unity. There were numerous reports of damage in Unity after the storms, and meteorologists are still doing assessments. As of Wednesday night, the tornado near Edgar had been rated an EF1, and it collapsed a barn and knocked over trees along its path. China bans a former Wisconsin congressman from entering the country. Mike Gallagher was a vocal critic of the Chinese communist government well before leaving Congress prior to the end of his term last month. The Green Bay Republican helped author legislation banning TikTok in the U.S., chaired the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, and was a strong supporter of Taiwan. The Journal Sentinel reported that the Chinese Foreign Ministry announced the sanctions Tuesday. Gallagher, who's joined the Green Bay-based venture capital firm Titletown Tech as an advisor, said the move showed the CCP is perpetually paranoid. Milwaukee leaders are enthusiastic about the new Amtrak Borealis service. County Exec David Crowley says the new connection, which crosses Wisconsin between Chicago and the Twin Cities, is a good start, and he's open to discussions on further service upgrades. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson was on hand for the inaugural stop at the Milwaukee Airport Station. Johnson said he's also looking for even more connections. Borealis trains leave St. Paul at midday and Chicago at late morning. They'll make all the existing stops on Amtrak's Empire Builder and Hiawatha routes. What about taking the train from Milwaukee to Green Bay for next year's NFL draft? Wisconsin Deputy Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says that's being explored, at least for the short term. She said track improvements would be needed for that to happen. The new service leaves St. Paul at midday and Chicago at late morning and makes all existing stops at Amtrak's Empire Builder and Hiawatha routes. The Borealis service is sponsored by the states of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. Coach fares start at $41. Conservation groups and lake associations continue to ask the Department of Natural Resources to regulate wake surfing. The Natural Resources Board heard comments from several of those groups Wednesday. They claim the specially designed boats used to make those wake are damaging lakefronts and rivers. That message matched one sent to the board earlier this month at the spring conservation hearings. So far, no action has been taken by the legislature or the DNR. Previous bills that would have regulated the boats never made it out of committee. A Madison utility expects it will be a few days before power is fully restored following storms Tuesday night. Madison Gas and Electric spokesman Steve Schultz calls the severe storms historic and that they haven't seen numbers like this in decades. As far as outages, Schultz says, it was a big wind event with hurricane-force winds which broke hundreds of poles. Just fixing one pole can take a full day. MGE is reaching out to mutual assistance groups in an effort to secure additional crews to help with restoration efforts. Wisconsin environmental regulators are investigating a manure spill that killed fish for more than a mile. State Department of Natural Resources officials said Tuesday that an angler reported the fish kill in Moore Creek in Monroe County Saturday. The DNR traced the kill to a manure spill to Spring Valley Holstein Incorporated, a dairy farm east of Norwalk. They said the farm's manure transfer system failed but did not elaborate. It's unclear when the spill began. DNR officials say the spill isn't expected to affect drinking water supplies, but they're still working on ways to prevent additional runoff from reaching local waterways. Take a trip somewhere natural for Memorial Day. Wisconsin State Parks Recreation Chief Missy Van Landite says there are plenty of places to enjoy and discover across the state. Van Landite says some of her favorite spots are in the North Woods, like the Star Lake Trail, Lake Wissota in western Wisconsin, and Council Ground State Park. But there are great parks all across Wisconsin. You can find a park and get your state parks pass online at dnr.wi.us or on the Go Wild app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds you to plan ahead this Memorial Day weekend by purchasing your 2024 annual vehicle admission sticker and state trail passes online. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission sticker is required on all motor vehicles stopping in most state parks, forest, and recreation areas. When a vehicle admission pass is purchased online, visitors can immediately use the email confirmation as proof of purchase until they receive a physical pass by mail. Visitors may print the vehicle admission email receipt and place it on the driver's side dashboard so that it can be read through the windshield. If customers do not have a printer, they can write the order and pass details on a piece of paper. Annual admission sticker rates range from $13 to $38. The 2024 vehicle admission stickers are valid through December 31st.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Thursday, May 23rd. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died May 15th at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Burr Jr., 67, of Hillsboro, died last Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 to 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67, of Hillsboro. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63, of Belleville, died last Thursday at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63, of Belleville. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church Friday from 5 to 7. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, June 4th from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Sally Jo Clark, age 74, died Monday. A private family service will be held at a later date. Those wishing to send cards or memorials can send them to her husband, Larry Clark. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Sally Jo Clark, age 74.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores, and we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice. So we can live free with our loved ones.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's currently a sunny 54 degrees at 8 o'clock.